Zow! Crackling bacon. The people I saw were all running with tremendous enthusiasm. Most weren't fast enough or had gotten too late a start. Some never got up out of the underground at all. Smothering earth did the job on them. The movement of colorfully glittering steel caught my eye. Somebody was headed the wrong way. Uncle Doge had run toward the disaster as soon as it started happening. The old boy had made good time if what I saw was him. Maybe he was more spry than he pretended. I flapped upward, glided toward the reflections off Ashwand. A crow is damned ungainly when he's first getting himself airborne. It was Uncle, and he was not eager to enjoy my company. Ashwand snapped like a lightning stroke. Doge had more reach than I recalled from our drills. He almost got me. The crow's reflexes saved me. It dodged before the thought even occurred to me. I got behind him, let the fires show where he was, stayed out of reach. When he found a place from which to watch and knelt there, I found myself a modestly prominent stone and perched, cursing the human plague that had devoured all the trees and other high places hereabouts. I watched the Watcher. Uncle was there just long enough to catch his breath and demonstrate his own fantastic reflexes by dodging a few fireballs before the earth opened and a pillar of dark green light emerged. Fireballs slid off it. Its color was so deep, I doubted anyone much farther away could see it. It moved straight toward me, which meant it would pass right by Uncle Doge. Once it left the pit, the green shielding melted away. The creature within emerged. Lucky me, I was a bird. Lucky Uncle, he was old. Else both of us would have drowned in our own drool. This was one gorgeous woman, and she wasn't wearing a stitch. Soul Catcher. Even in a birdly state, I did appreciate how long it had been since I'd seen my wife. Catcher began to shimmer, not putting on another shield, but taking another face. The effort distracted her from her surroundings. She didn't spot Uncle Doge, who'd become one with the night as deftly as a deceiver. I recognized form and face, just as Uncle, from behind Catcher, brought Ashwand whining down in a stroke that should have sliced her to her breastbone. She was fast. She tried to dodge and throw up some sort of sorcerous defense. The air groaned. She cried out and plunged forward, not killed, but certainly cut badly. Uncle jumped in to finish her off. Ashwand flashed. Blood flew. Catcher bounced around. So did Uncle. Chance interceded. A bamboo pole in the holocaust began popping off. Two fireballs clipped Uncle good. Catcher bounced him around some while he was distracted, but didn't have the strength to finish him. Anyway, people were responding to the noise, though it would be hours before Doge was found. Catcher dragged herself away, used her enfeebled power to control her bleeding and change her shape. By the time she reached her hidden clothing, she had become sleepy, which explained why sleepy was so useless. As long as he passed for insane, he was less likely to endure a scrutiny close enough to reveal the fact that he was not my prodigal assistant. I was angry in a major way. Where was the real kid?